Houston Tiger football on Q94 is made possible by Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Wheelhouse Tire and Auto. It's Houston Tiger football on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.
And welcome to Pierce City, Missouri, as we get ready for this 2026 Houston Tiger football season. Tonight, Houston will take on the host, Pierce City. Houston was 4-6 last year. Pierce City was 4-7 last year. And in this matchup in week one last year, it was Houston getting the win 42-20. So they'll look to see if they can do that again this year. Captains are making their way to the center of the field for the coin flip. And we will see who starts off this 2026 year with the ball first. Eric Sloan is the head coach of the Houston Tigers, who return seven offensive starters and eight defensive starters, including two sophomores that had a lot of playing time last year. Stryker Sloan will be taking the snaps at quarterback. Tucker Venn had a really good year, 614 yards on the ground as a freshman. I'm James Hurt, glad to have you all along with me. Jack Rutledge back at the station, keeping us on the air.
Quincy Jackson, number one, Mike Nye, number two, Dylan Flybig. Number five.
We are waiting for the coin flip. The officials are going over some last-minute instructions, and it is up. Looks like Pierce City has won the toss, and they are deferring. So Houston will start off this 2026 year with the ball first. And we're just about ready to get underway. Houston, we'll be going right to left on your radio dial.
Start out kicking today.
Kane Crawford, Brody Neubauer. And trying to see who the other two captains were. Tucker Venn and Oliver Greiner. That is your captains for game one. Big thank you to the sponsors of Houston Tiger Football, West Plains Bank, DeBull Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, Bailey Chevrolet, Simmons Bank, and Wheelhouse Tire and Auto. Thank you so much for bringing Houston Tiger Football here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Good crowd across the way made the trip up here from Houston. Got the football. Which he did average 41.8 yards per punt last year. He was the SCA kicker, All-SCA team. Big boot there helps flip the field. Weibacher back in the shotgun once again. Takes the handoff. It's complete.
The pass for Weibacher.
That is number 24. Lincoln Jones, I'm sorry.
Picks up enough yards, first down Eagles. Finally brought down.
That is going to be another first down for the Eagles. 13-yard gain. They're starting to pick up some yards through the air as well as the ground. Three wide receivers to the right. Single set back. Takes the snap. Here's the catch by Inman, and
Baker's pass is complete. Number one,
about 5 yards, it looks like.
9 yards.
9 yards, I'm sorry. The angle I've got here was a little hard to see. So that's going to bring up second and one from their own 45. Pierce City leading this one 21-6. We approach 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's the drop back. Looking to pass. Oh, Beautiful pass, and that one is going to be a 55-yard touchdown.
And then Stanfield, touchdown, Eagles.
Stanfield, he's been the main go-to guy so far. And that is going to put Pierce City up 27-6. Once again, they're lining up for the extra point. And this time they had to run somebody on late. Didn't have enough guys on the field. That's just part of the things you go through in week one, getting everybody in the right places. Here's the snap. Put them up. And we're no good this time.
The extra point again. No good. No good.
So with 8:46, we're 27-6. Pierce City leads the Houston Tigers. We're back in 1 minute. On Q94.
When your work depends on your truck, your farm depends on your tractor, or your family depends on your car, you need a shop you can count on. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston handles general automotive repair, plus passenger, farm, and semi tires. For tires, repairs, and dependable local service, make Wheelhouse your first call. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston. We keep you rolling.
Need a local pro to get the job done? Stop searching. Ozark Marketing Company brings local professionals to your phone, your tablet, and your radio. Search our Find a Local Pro directory at ozarkradionews.com. Some of your local professionals are Adams Roofing, Land Management Solutions, Elite Concrete and Construction, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Welcome back to Pierce City High School. 27-6, Pierce City with the lead. Here's the kickoff. This one's going to be fielded by Vin. He's got a hole up the middle. Good return. Going to give Houston a pretty good field position.
Find opening up the middle of the field. Takes the ball all the way across the 40-yard line.
So they're going to start on their own 42, so good field position here. They need to get another score on the board before this one gets out of hand. Kleibacher for Pierce City. He's already got 131 yards on the ground and 136 yards through the air. He's ran it in for 3 touchdowns and threw it in for another. Here's the handoff to Vin over the right side. He's going to get just a couple. We'll see how many they give him here on this spot.
Tucker Vin on the carry. Brought down by number 2, Dylan Flybaker. On the number 5.
Bring up second down.
Picked up a couple. But there was a flag on the play. Looks like a sideline warning.
Sideline warning for Houston. So, no penalty right now, I don't believe, but if they get it called again, then it will be a penalty. So, second down and 8, I believe it's going to be. Looks like they gave him 4 on that one. So, second down and 6. Ben's got 58 yards here in the first half. Here's the snap to Sloan. Hand off to Ben again, but this one is whistled down. I believe that's going to be a false start. Yep, false start on Houston. Second penalty on the Tigers tonight for 10 yards. So that is going to bring up second down and 11 now.
Second down, off to go.
Sloan got the play from the sidelines. They huddle up. Got Morgan and Shelton coming down to the right side. Sloan in the shotgun with Vin next to him. There's motion to Shelton. And the ball was on the ground. Nope, they're going to say he was down by contact, but Shelton loses
Make him down for a big while.
About five on that one on the end of round. It was a jet sweep pass. But it went for negative 5 yards. So that's going to bring up a third and very long, third and 16 for Houston. They're trailing 27-6 as we approach the 7-minute mark. Once again, Morgan and Shelton come to the right side. Here's a pass over the middle, picked off. That's Clawbaker. He's up the sidelines. There's a tackle there, so.
Chase Honeydun gets picked off by number two, Dylan Clawbaker.
So that's going to give Pierce City the ball in really good field position once again. Second turnover lost for the Houston Tigers.
From the Tigers, 5-7 yard line, first and 10 Eagles.
Pierce City takes it over once again in excellent field position, the 27 yard line. Receiver in motion, jet sweep. Good job by the Tigers.
Hand off goes to number four, Landon Stanfield. That's the backfield.
That was Tucker Venn on the tackle with Catlin Tuna.
Wants to bring up a play and brings up second down the ball for the Eagles.
Catlin Tuna, the senior lineman, get over there. And so that's going to make it second and 13. Here's a long pass, wide open. Touchdown, Pierce City.
Landon
Hyman, that's his first catch. 30-yard touchdown.
30 yards on that reception.
And it is 33-6, Pierce City. All Pierce City in this one here in the first half. And we have got a timeout on the field. There's a drone flying around, and I believe it was over the field, and so they whistle it. They've got two drones up. So the referee is explaining to the coaches that they have to be a certain number of yards outside of the field, so they whistle it dead. And there goes one of them. Well, waiting for the other drone to move. 6:06 remaining here in the first half. Once again, 33-6. Pierce City playing very, very well, taking advantage of two Houston turnovers that has turned into two touchdowns now on the night. The only thing I would say with Pierce City is they need to clean up the penalties so far in the first half, as they've been penalized four times for 40 yards. We still got one drone hanging out. We'll see if they allow them to move on. So I guess they are satisfied now with the placement. So we will go back with the extra point. Brock Flamer, he missed the last one. This one's good once again. So with 6:06 remaining in the second.
Score, Pierce City,
34. 34-6, Pierce City leads Houston. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
As the kids are heading back to school, you're noticing all those projects you meant to tackle this summer. That drafty door, those aging windows. There's still time to get your home ready for the seasons ahead. Before colder weather arrives, talk to CHC Home Center about energy-efficient windows and doors. CHC Home Center, locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mount Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
6:06 left in the first half, 34-6. Pierce City with the lead as they get ready to kick off to Houston. There is a fumble on the kickoff, but he recovers. Still loose, but he gets tackled now at the 20-yard line. So that's where Houston will start this drive. Inside of 6 minutes. Houston needs a score here. This one is close to getting out of hand. Some other scores in the area as we go through. Miller is leading Kabul 13-0. Willow Springs leading Ash Grove 14-8. Last check, Liberty was up 14-2 over Scott City. Here's a snap, full house backfield. They give it to Venn, and he is met by three Eagles.
Handoff goes to number 13,
Tucker Vance. A very short gain.
By number 2, Dylan Liebaker. Along with number 3,
Walker. Going to give him by half a yard. We call it one. So that'll bring up a second and 9. Approaching 5.5 minutes. Pocahontas, Arkansas leading Thayer in the first quarter, 14-8. That's all the scores I have at the moment. Here's a play to the left side. And going to gain about three or four.
Tried the left side.
Chase Honeycutt with the carry on that one.
Brought down by number 68, Cash Reed. Well, but number 12, Carter Meyer.
So they're going to give him 4.
Third down for the Tigers.
And it's now 20-2 Liberty in their game with Scott City Chappie. 4:45 left to go in this first half. Full house backfield. Sloan under center. Hands it off to the first man through. And not much again. As Pierce City game tackling the backs. That was then. That's going to bring
focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back to Pierce City, Missouri, as the Tigers took their first drive of the second half all the way down for a touchdown, a 57-yard run by Stryker Sloan. Makes it 34-12. Pierce City with the lead. This ball was kicked and ricocheted off the defender and out of bounds. So Pierce City will have the ball at their own 20-yard line here in the second half. First drive went really well for Houston as it was 3 and out. They forced a punt by Pierce City and took the ball back for a touchdown. They need another one right here. Here's a throw out to the right side. Good tackle. That was Gage Smith on the tackle. Stanfield got the 6-yard gain, so that's going to bring up 2nd and 4. But once again, great open field tackle there by Gage Smith, the junior. Defensive back. Pierce City comes back out. Two wide receivers to the left side. That's Brown and Jones. Inman to the near side. Here's a quarterback keeper. And he's got room again. And he goes all the way down. That's going to be a big game. About 20 yards.
Up the right side.
Maybe more.
By number 13.
Let's see.
Tucker Mann, along with number 32.
All the way to the 44-yard line.
All the way out to
the 44-yard line, first and 10 Eagles.
So big carry there by Kleinbacher. There's a handoff, and this one's not going to get much.
Walker Earl.
Walker Earl. Only carry. He's got three. And so that's going to bring up a second down and seven as we're inside of 8 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Houston needs to get another stop here, get the ball back, and see if they can run it down the field once again and get back in this game. There's still time. You've got a full quarter and over a half. So. Hand off over the right side, and that is Earl once again.
The right side.
And he's going to get about... You're going to get seven. They're going to look at it. It looks like it's going to be just short.
We're going to take a timeout.
Over first down. Well, they're going to measure it. Yeah, it is very, very close there. So the officials are going to call the chain gang from the opposite side of the field. They're going to make that trip across the field and see after the spot. It is going to be really, really close. As the PA plays chain gang. Well done. Whoever's controlling the music. Beautiful night tonight. Full moon shining down here on the Pierce City football field. It is a nice night for high school football week one. And it looks like they're about a foot short. So it's going to be third and about a foot. Or the first down for Pierce City. So you would have to think, being where they're at, more than likely you're looking at two downs here unless for some reason they get a penalty or a fumble that backs them up quite a ways.
That's going to bring up first down, less than a yard to go. Big down, let's let them hear it, Eagles fans.
Kleinbacher has got 175 yards now on the game after that big gain just a few minutes ago. He's in the shotgun. He's got Ibarra to his right. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. He's going to keep it. He's around the outside edge. He's got the first down and more. He's going to be brought down on the sideline.
Able to pick up enough yards. First down,
Pierce
City.
Pretty good gain on that one.
Number 13, Tucker Van, along with number 2, Carson Woodley. And also number 5, Stryker Sloan.
He needed a foot, and he got about 13. So, good run there by Kleinbacher.
37-yard line, first and 10 Eagles.
They're going to back it up a little bit. You got 10 yards there, but nonetheless, first down from the 37 for Pierce City. Trips to the left. Kleinbacher wants to throw. He pulls it down around the left side, and he's going to get about 9 more.
Takes it down to another first down.
Well, you're going to say about 9, 9.5. That's going to bring up second and short.
Aaron McCarthy. 9 yards on that carry. Second down. One to go.
So he is approaching the 200-yard mark, unofficially, of course. I've got him down for 194 yards on the ground. And that's even including a 12-yard loss on a sack. Here's the snap. He's looking to throw. Backs up. Now he scrambles to the left. He's going to take off again and runs out of bounds, but he's going
to
have the first down.
Likes to go around the left side. Get out of bounds for the first down.
Looks like he's got about 5, maybe 6 there. Yeah, calling it 5. So here's 1:99 now. First and 10 from the 23. Houston needs a big stop. Even better, they need a turnover right here. They've not had an answer for Kleibacher. Dylan Kleibacher, he is a junior. Quarterback, defensive back. Here comes in motion. It's a handoff to Earl. He's going to go up the middle. Picks up a little bit there.
He's got a couple yards on the carry.
About two. He had no carries in the first half. He's got three here in the second half for 12 yards. 5:45 left here in the third quarter. Once again, if you're just joining us, Pierce City with a 34-12 lead over the Houston Tigers. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and a flag on the play. Let's see what this is.
False start
once again against Pierce City. That's their third false start penalty of the night. And they're up to 50 yards of penalties.
Brings up second down. Long to go.
Second and 13 now from the 22nd, from the 26th. And once again, Houston needs a big stop here. Need to get the ball back, keep them out of the end zone, and keep chipping away. 5:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Kleibacher in the pistol. He rolls to his right, looking for someone to throw. Now he shifts back to the left. Nobody's there. He's around the corner. Oh, big hit. Who was that?
Kleibacher tries the right side, tries the left side. Able to get up.
Time to see here.
Picks up good yardage. Down inside the 15. Just short of the first down. Finally, forced out.
I want to say that. 32.
Along with number 10, Aaron McCarthy.
Matt Wilson with a big hit there on the sideline. They were able to close out. It looked like he was had the whole left side wide open after he spun back, but he was able to get him down. Third and one. Reverses field. Nice tackle, but I believe, let's see here.
Okay,
that's going to be enough for a first down.
From opening on the left side, picks up enough yards. First down, Eagle.
Picks up about three, and that's going to bring down, let's see, that's going to be first and goal.
Number 32, Matt Wilson.
Wilson again on the tackle. First and goal from the 10-yard line. Houston needs a big stop here. Single receiver to the left, double receivers to the right. Here's the play. Inman to the left-hand side. And he's going to get probably about five. I'm sorry, Ibarra, rather, on the carry.
Number five, Cruz Ibarra.
Yep, 5 yards on that one. Waiting for him to move the down marker.
Second goal for the Eagles.
Ibarra's got 16 yards now on six carries. Second goal from the 5-yard line. Receiver goes in motion. Twins to the right, single receiver to the left. Roll out. He's going to throw it into the corner. And it's a touchdown.
Number one, Lander Nyman, touchdown.
Nyman, 5-yard touchdowns to put him up 40-12.
Able to go up and make the catch.
So that's the third touchdown pass by Kleibacher on the night. Once again, 40-12, 3:33 left to go here in the second quarter. This Pierce City offense has been pretty impressive. They've got some really fast kids out there, and they're playing well. The extra point attempt is up. And it is good. 41-12, 3:33 remaining in the third quarter. We will be back in 1 minute with more football from Beer City. It's Houston Tigers football on the Mountain Rock, U94.
As the kids are heading back to school, you're noticing all those projects you meant to tackle this summer. That drafty door, those aging windows. There's still time to get your home ready for the seasons ahead. Before colder weather arrives, talk to CHC Home Center about energy-efficient windows and doors. CHC Home Center, locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
Need a local pro to get the job done? Stop searching. Ozark Marketing Company brings local professionals to your phone, your tablet, and your radio. Search our Find a Local Pro directory at ozarkradionews.com. Some of your local professionals are Adams Roofing, Land Management Solutions, Elite Concrete and Construction, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back to Pierce City High School as the Houston Tigers trail Pierce City with 3:33 left in the third quarter. It's 41-12. Eagles with the lead. Here's the kickoff. It is taken by Houston. Got some room. Still on his feet. And good return. Tucker Venn on the return.
Left side.
He got it all the way to the left and swung back around to the right and got it all the way back up to the 34. So that's where they will start this drive with 3:27 left to go in the third quarter.
Ah, that
hurt. From their own 35-yard line, first and 10 Tigers.
Move it up a little bit, and it's going to be on the 35 here. See if they can get another good drive. 57-yard touchdown by Stryker Sloan last time. Here's the snap. A little bit high, but he's able to bring it down. Goes over the right side. And going to gain a small gain there.
Right side.
It looks like they're going to give him about three.
Picked up three on the carry. Brings up second down.
Stryker's got 58 yards now on the night. Second down and seven from the 38. Inside of 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Houston needs to score early and often here. As another run up the middle, but not much doing there. Trying to unpile the bodies and see who had the ball on that one.
No gain on the play. Bent right at the line of scrimmage by a host of Eagles. Brings up third down.
I believe that was Sloan again, but no pickup on that one. So third and seven. Sloan giving instructions to the team, and they're going to come out. Under center, three running backs, drops back, rolls across, throws it across his body, and it was knocked down by number 15, Max Brown. Brown got his hand on that one as it came across, and so that's going to bring up fourth and seven from the 38. We'll see if Houston is going to go for it. 2 minutes and 6 seconds. It looks like they are going to bring in the punting unit, kick it back to Pierce City. 2:06 left here in the third quarter, 41-12, Pierce City with the lead. The Eagles send back Inman and Stanfield to receive. Here's another big boot, and they're going to let it hit and roll out of bounds.
High five,
number 11. See, where are they going to mark it down? It's going to be about the
Eagles. Where will they go?
Let's see, about the 26, I think. 25, looks like. So that's where Pierce City will take over with 1:56 left here in the third quarter. Kleibacher still in at quarterback. He takes the snap, a low snap. He rolls out to his right. He has got a receiver, Stanfield. He's up the sidelines, but there is a flag down. I believe that is going to be a hold from the reaction of the lineman that's standing there and where the flag is laying. So, let's see.
Looks like an illegal man downfield.
Oh, lineman went a little too far, so that is going to be, I believe, a 5-yard penalty. That'll bring up 1st and 15. Sometimes, oh, they're going to mark off 10 there. So sometimes on those broken plays, those linemen think the quarterback's going to take off running, and it's really tough as a lineman because you want to make sure you get your guys blocked downfield. But in that case where the ball was thrown, you end up penalized. Here's a throw out to Inman. He makes the first man miss. Makes another one miss. There's a helmet that went flying.
Landon Ivan.
Carter Allen in on that one. As well as Tucker Vinn.
Brought down by number 35.
Inman loses his helmet in the midst of things.
He does a couple.
So he's going to have to come off the sideline for a play. Second and 16 is that to come off the sideline for a play. Second and 16 is that was a gain of 4. Second and 16 from the 19-yard line. Willow Springs hanging on to a 22-16 lead with Ash Grove now. Here's Kleibacher with a keeper around the right edge. He's going to be brought down. Tucker Vinn and
brought down by number 30.
Matt Wilson. Wilson has been all over the field on the defensive side of the ball tonight.
Picked up 10 yards.
He has made a ton of tackles. So pretty good gain there by Kleibacher as we are approaching the end of the third quarter. But it's still 3rd down and 6 after they started off behind the chains. Here's the snap. Got some pressure. He's going to roll away from it. Here's the pass to Inman. And it is caught. And that is going to be a nice, about a 10, 11-yard gain for a 1st down. Going to call it 11 there. We've got 6 seconds, so the ball will be spotted. The clock will start winding, and that's probably, I don't think they'll get another play off before the end of the third quarter. No? Okay, they did stop it and said he was out of bounds. So time for one more play here in the third quarter. Kleibacher. He's got Ibarra to his left. It's a handoff to Ibarra up the middle, still on his feet, and brought down.
Number 5, Ibarra. Brought down by 13, Tucker Vinn.
Yellen Toon and Vinn on the tackles there. That's going to do it for three quarters of play. It's 41-12, Pierce City leading Houston. We're back in 1 minute on the Mountain Rock, Q94.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
When your work depends on your truck, your farm depends on your tractor, or your family depends on your car, you need a shop you can count on. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston handles general automotive repair, plus passenger, farm, and semi-tires. For tires, repairs, and dependable local service, make Wheelhouse your first call. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston. We keep you rolling.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And a big thank you to West Plains Bank of Old Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, Bailey Chevrolet, Simmons Bank, and Wheelhouse Tire and Auto for bringing you Houston Tigers football here on the Mount of Rock, Q94. We are starting the fourth quarter, second down and six. Kleibacher throws it out to the right. He's got a man. He's got some room. He's still going. And he steps out of bounds. That is number 14 with Luke Eaton. Big gain there. Let's see here.
All the way down to the Tigers, 35-yard line.
22-yard gain on that play. And they're back at it again, first and 10. Here's a handoff. No, he keeps it. Nice fake there. Kleibacher to the right edge here. Could have had a block in the back. They did not call it. And he is going to be down by Dalton Shelton. Gets up a little bit slow. He's taking a couple big shots tonight. He has played incredibly well. Let's see here. Pretty good gain on that one, yeah, 18 yards. But well over 200 on the ground and passing as well, so big night. The quarterback, Kleibacher. Here's a handoff up the middle. Got some room, still on his feet. I believe that was Ibarra again.
Five yards up the
and he's going to get about
down by 58.
5 yards there. Give him four on the carry.
Take up to 4 yards on that carry. Brings up second down.
Bring up second down and six from the 13-yard line. We're inside of 11 minutes to play here in the game. Fair City up 41-12 as we reach the 10.5 mark. Inside of 10 seconds on the play clock. Winding that clock down, Kleibacher with it. He hands it off this time around that edge, and he's going to be out of bounds at the 5-yard line. We do have some laundry on the field. Either may be a hold coming up.
Was a flag on the play. Looks like a holding call.
Goes against the Eagles. That's going to make it second and 16. The Eagles had 40 yards of penalties in the first half, and they've got 30 yards of penalties here in the second half. So 70 yards of penalties, that is not going to make their coach happy whatsoever. Jim Gensler is the head coach for Pierce City. Looks like he has got a pretty good team this year. He's got some really good skill position guys. They've got pretty good size along the line, and they are quick all over the field. Kleibacher takes the snap. He's going to throw. He's got Inman. They get the yardage back, plus some. They're going to get that 10 yards back.
Except all those yards they lost.
So that is going to be...
going to bring up third down.
Third and three. So we got 13 on that pass play. As they are knocking on the door of another touchdown, they're up 29 now. So if they do put the ball in here, it will activate the turbo clock. Unless Houston can put some points on the board to get it back regular. Kleibacher over the right-hand side. And he is...
number two. Yellow flag on the right side.
He stretched it out. They did. One official signaled a touchdown, but there is a flag on the field once again. And another holding call on Pierce City. So they have really had problems with penalties tonight. So that is their fifth holding call of the night, I believe it is. Three false starts, as well as a 15-yard personal foul early on in the game. So third and 11. They had a really short go, and it's a spot foul, so moved them back to the third and 11. But Kleibacher just about had another touchdown. He's looking to pass. Nowhere to go with it. Now he throws it up, and it is dropped. Had a man open.
Hit him for number 15, Max Brown.
Max Brown, it hit him in the hands, but he dropped it. So fourth down and 11 from the 18th. And Houston hold serve here and get the ball back. It looks like the Pierce City is going for it. They're getting the call in. Figure out what they want to do. Fourth down and 11, 9:21 left to go in regulation. They need to get it down to the 7-yard line for first down. Kleibacher drops back. Swing pass out to Ibarra. Oh, spin move. Got out of it. And but Houston's going to hold him short. So 8-yard pickup there.
Just short of the first down.
But that's going to give Houston the ball back. Once again. So he made a nice spin move and avoided the first tackle, but the Tigers was able to close out and get him down before he could reach that first down marker. So good job by the Houston Tiger defense. .911 to go here in the ball game. Houston comes out. They need a quick score. Sloan with a handoff to Venn. And he is not going to get much. Isaac Yeoman crashes the line and is able to bring him down after a 2-yard gain. That's going to bring up second and 8. Ben's got 93 yards and a touchdown now on the night. But Houston's got a couple really long touchdown runs, but they have not been able to put anything together as far as long drives. There's a pass, and we've got pass interference. Should be, as he wanted Venn coming out of the backfield, but he was impeded by the cornerback. And so I believe pass interference is going to be the call. So that should be enough for a first down. Now they're going to mark 10 off. And that will be first and 10, Houston.
After the penalty, takes them out just short of their own 30-yard line.
We're up to 90 penalty yards on Pierce City. It's been very clean for the Houston Tigers, as they've only been penalized twice for 10 yards. So that has been a good sign out of the gate for the Houston Tigers. Oh, we got pressure on the end. Good job of Sloan to get out of there and get the pass off. That was a beautiful job by striker Sloan as he gets it out to Chase Honeycutt.
Brought down by number 50.
That's Chase's second catch.
Picked up another yard for a first down. First down, Tiger.
So there is a penalty flag down. Run up the middle.
Number 13, Tucker Bend on the carry.
See what we've got here?
If there was a flag up ahead.
Officials are discussing it. They're pointing towards Houston. Illegal shift, Tigers.
Illegal motion call goes against the Tigers. That'll back them up.
Well, that'll make it first and 15.
Good,
8:09 left to go in regulation. Houston trails 41-12 to the Pierce City Eagles. Once again, good to see a great turnout from Houston faithful making the long drive up. They've got the majority of the visitor stands across the way filled up. So good job of coming out and supporting your Tigers. And don't forget to come out to Kabul High School next week as Houston will take on Springfield Catholic. Sloan's got it. He rolls out to the right. He's got some room. And he's going to be out of bounds. Got pushed out of bounds, but they're not going to call anything on that.
Striker Sloan. Right at the right side, able to pick up a couple yards.
He's able to pick up five, so he got those penalty yards back. He's got 63 yards on the night now, including that 57-yard long touchdown run in the third quarter. 7:41 is the time remaining in this one. Tigers need to get some points in a hurry. Sloan's got it. He's under pressure. It's a screen. It's caught. He's still on his feet up the sidelines as Dylan Shelton. Nice play. The lineman let the defensive line go, and Stryker was able to get the pass off. So good job. 17-yard gain. We got a penalty down. It was a handoff to Tucker Van, but they're going to whistle it. I believe that is going to be a false start, and it is.
Flag on the play. False start call. It was against the Tigers. That'll back him up five. First down.
So I guess I spoke a little bit too soon. There had been no penalties on Houston in the second half until this drive, and now they've had an illegal shift and a false start. Tigers huddle up, getting ready for this first and 15 play. Double tight end set. Sloan got it over the left side. He's still on his feet, and he is thrown down hard. And looks like
number five.
He's going to gain about three.
Take a break.
Got a tire on the field. Slow to get up. That's Sloan. He is walking off on his own power. We'll take a 30-second break while they tend to him. We'll be back with more Houston Tigers football on the Mountain Rock, Q94.
As the kids are heading back to school, you're noticing all those projects you meant to tackle this summer. That drafty door, those aging windows. There's still time to get your home ready for the seasons ahead. Before colder weather arrives, talk to CHC Home Center about energy-efficient windows and doors. CHC Home Center, locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And we're back. Sloan on the sideline for at least one play as they look at him. He got thrown down pretty hard. Now we've got to stop in the action once again. It's Houston waiting to get a lineman on the field here. See who's going to take the snaps this go around. That's going to be Gage Smith, number one. He hands it off to Vin. Vin over the left side. not much there, as he's got about five Eagles waiting on him. Ben's going to get 2 yards. That's going to bring up a third down and 10 from the 47.
Picked up two on the carry. Third down or 10 to go.
Dylan Shelton comes wide to the right. And good sign, Stryker back in the game. He rolls out. He's got a man open downfield. It's caught. And we're brought down and a horse collar tackle on top of that.
The number 11, Dylan Shelton.
Now, Shelton, once again.
Finally brought down by number 29.
Waiting to see what the flag is, which I believe it looked pretty obvious as a horse collar, just waiting for the official to make that call, and that is what they are calling, so that's going to tack on some more. So big gain there on the pass. And that's going to take them after the penalty way down into Pierce City territory. In fact, that's going to give them a first and goal from the 8. Run over the right side. Not much there.
Takes it down just short of his old line. The second and goal from inside the 1.
All right, good pick up there. And we've got a touchdown. It looks like waiting for the official signal. Yes. Tucker Venn runs it in from 1. He was in the backfield but was able to power across for the 1-yard touchdown run. And that makes it 41-18 with 5:24 left to go here in the ball game. Now, will Houston go for 1 or 2 here? Looks like they're going to kick the extra point. Dylan Shelton lines it up. Here's a snap. Stryker puts it down, and he drills it.
Extra point from Shelton.
So then, with the 5:24 mark here in the fourth quarter, 41-19, Pierce City leads the Houston Tigers. We're back in 1 minute. Houston Tiger football on the Mount of Rock, Q94.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
When quality matters, choose local. Local pros offer exceptional customer service and the know-how to get the job done. Search our directory. Find a local pro at OzarkRadioNews.com to find professionals in your neighborhood, such as R&T Locksmith, DC Plumbing and Backhoe, Divine Installs, and the Douglas County Herald. Check out the Find a Local Pro directory at OzarkRadioNews.com today.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Welcome back, Houston. Just scored to make it 41-19, 5:24 left to go as they get ready to kick it off back to Pierce City. Kick is taken deep up the left side and the sideline and ran out of bounds.
The kick from Shelton taken by number 8, Kevin Abbott. Able to take about 10 yards up on that side. From their own 30-yard line.
Pierce City will take over at their own 30. Got a score update. Liberty has pulled away and 33-8 now in that ball game. Looking to see 53-0 Miller with a lead over Kabul. That one is in the third quarter. 25-13 Fair Grove is over Mountain Grove. That one's in the fourth quarter. Here's a run to the left side. Not much there. In fact, lost two.
Number five, Food Ibarra on carry.
Oh, Ibarra with the carry there. Loses two.
Number 10, Eric McCarthy.
Last update, 22-16, Willow Springs leading Ash Grove. And no more updates on St. James and Salem or Theron Pocahontas. Last I knew, it was 14-all Theron Pocahontas at halftime. Here's a snap. Low snap. Handoff. Right hand side, not much doing there again.
Down the right side.
West Plains Scissors has got a 43-6 lead over Miller Career Academy.
Third down, long to go.
Third and 11, no gain on that play. So they're taking their time, letting the clock run down. We're inside of 4 minutes to play in this one. Looks like Pierce City is going to go to 1-0 on the season, 0-1 for the Houston Tigers. Here's the snap. Takes the handoff. Pass out to the right. He's got it. And down the sideline. Going to be close to the first down. Heineman with about a 10-yard gain there, but more laundry on the field. Another holding on Pierce City. Into third quarter, Thayer is leading Pocahontas 22-20 at last report. So sounds like a good one down in Oregon County. Houston will play host to Thayer on September 24th. Well, instead of a 10-yard gain, we're backing up 10 yards the other way. So it's going to make it third and 21 as we are at 3:39 left in regulation. Starters still on the field for both teams. They're letting the play clock run all the way down. Clybaker's got it. He's still loose. He's finally going to be wrestled down. Tucker Venn coming off the pile. As well as McCarthy, I believe. So fourth and 21 from the 28. As we are approaching 3 minutes left, it'll be well under that when they snap. And it looks like Pierce City is going to back up and punt the ball away. And we are now inside of 3 minutes. Ball's on the ground. Punter's got to pick it up and run with it, and he's going to be out of bounds. And so Houston's going to get the ball back with a fantastic field position.
Ends up short of the first down. That'll be the turnover on down. At the round 30 yards.
Not a very good play there. He did pick up a little bit of yardage, but Houston is going to take it over at their own 30-yard line. See if they can do something with it. Houston's had pretty good field position throughout the night. But their scores have came on, well, two of the three of them came on really long runs. There's a pass that's incomplete. So it's going to be two.
Number 11, Dylan Shelton.
He's second and 10.
Brings up second back.
Tried to get that to Dylan Shelton. 2:44 left. Second and 10 from the 30. Houston would like to get another one in the end zone here. And pull a little bit tighter. You might be able to get an onside kick. You never know what happens. The ball bounces funny sometimes. Once again, Houston will be at Kabul to face Springfield Catholic next Friday night. So make sure there's a pass as Sloan was under pressure. He had to just throw that one away. It'll be 3rd and 10. But once again, Houston will be at Kabul as the home team to face Springfield Catholic, a district foe, next week, next Friday night at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have that for you right here on the Mountain Rock Q94. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. 3rd and 10 from the 30. Houston huddled up. They've got two receivers that ran out to the left side. Tight end and a wing on the right. Striker throws it. It's off the hands of the intended receiver. Looks like that was Jackson Morgan. He wasn't able to haul it in. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 10.
There is another flag on the play.
There is a flag down. See what this is going to be. And that's an illegal chop block on Houston. So that's going to make it 4th and 25. Well, that's a big one. That's going to make it really hard to keep the ball moving. That's going to back it all the way up to the 45 and make it 3rd and 25 with 2:36 left to go in the game. Sloan ran over to the sideline to get the play. He's back out now. Twin receivers to the left. Tight end and wing to the right. It's actually a double wing set. Long pass. Almost got it out of the reach of Shelton. It's good looking throw there, but Shelton just could not quite catch up with it. It was just a little bit too much mustard on that one. And so Pierce City will take over at the 45, 2.5 minute, 2:31 left in regulation. So they will just probably keep this on the ground and try to run the clock out. We'll see if Coach Sloan calls timeouts to stop the clock. Or will they just run? No, I guess that was 3rd down. Yeah, it's 3rd down on the penalty. My apologies. So now it's 4th and 25, so they got one more shot at it. Here's a pass. Slant is caught. He is loose, and see how close. Going to get pretty good. Pretty good gain there, but not enough.
Joey Farmer picked up good yards, but not enough for first down.
So that's going to be a turnover on downs.
Just outside their 25-yard line.
So a 20-yard pass there. But not quite enough. So Pierce City will look to run this out and call it a night. 2:24 left to go. Here's the handoff over the left side. Host of Tigers there. He's still driving his legs. So end up getting a few, but not a lot going there.
Hand off the back. Going to be number 12, Parker Myers. Brought down.
Parker Myers with 4 yards. So they do have some fresh jerseys in the game now for Pierce City. .145 left to play. They'll want this play clock wind down inside of 10. And the ball's on the ground. The handoff is handed. He's got some room up the middle. He's still going. Big gain.
First down. They get it to number
12,
Parker Myers.
So Parker Myers comes in. Two carries and about 23 yards, it looks like. I think he got about 18 on that one, so he's got 22 yards now on 2 carries. As we're down to 1:21 and counting. We'll be able to run this down to pretty close to the 1 minute mark. 1st and 10. Good fresh quarterback into the game. Got some fresh jerseys out there. Looks like for Houston as well. Quarterback's going to keep it, and he's going to be ran down. Good tackle there.
Number 11.
By Dylan Shelton.
Loss of 2 on the play.
And we're inside of a minute. We're at 45 seconds left to go. So they can run this down to about 10 before they have to snap the ball. Just got an update. Liberty scored again. They are now up 50-8. Liberty coming off of that state semifinal campaign last year with a brand new coach. So we'll see how they do as the season goes along. Quarterback's got it. He's going to keep it. And that's going to do it for this one. They don't have to snap the ball again. So the final score is going to be 41-19, Pierce City defeating the Houston Tigers. We'll be back in 4 minutes to wrap up the stats on this one. Houston Tigers football on the Mountain Rock, Q94.
You should have turned back there.
I know where I'm going.
Pretty sure that was your exit.
Relax, I've got this.
So, do you know the way to Medlock?
Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. Bad directions? Sorry, you're on your own on that one.
From your first paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, GMC. Home of the Bailey Factor.
When your work depends on your truck, your farm depends on your tractor, or your family depends on your car, you need a shop you can count on. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston handles general automotive repair, plus passenger, farm, and semi tires. For tires, repairs, and dependable local service, make Wheelhouse your first call. Wheelhouse Tire and Auto in Houston. We keep you rolling.
Need a local pro to get the job done? Stop searching. Ozark Marketing Company brings local professionals to your phone, your tablet, and your radio. Search our Find a Local Pro directory at OzarkRadioNews.com. Some of your local professionals are Adams Roofing, Land Management Solutions, Elite Concrete and Construction, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
As the kids are heading back to school, you're noticing all those projects you meant to tackle this summer. That drafty door, those aging windows. There's still time to get your home ready for the seasons ahead. Before colder weather arrives, talk to CHC Home Center about energy-efficient windows and doors. CHC Home Center, locally in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Welcome back to Pierce City High School. Pierce City gets the victory over the Houston Tigers 41-19 tonight. And it was the Kleinbauer show, the quarterback for Pierce City Eagles, had a huge night. Dylan Kleibacher had 228 yards on the ground with three running touchdowns, 234 yards on the ground and three passing touchdowns. I'm sorry, 234 through the air with three passing touchdowns. So he counted for six touchdowns, 462 all-purpose yards. Inman had 92 yards receiving and a couple touchdowns. Stanfield, 96 yards and a touchdown. So Pierce City played really, really well tonight. For the Houston Tigers, Tucker Venn had a couple touchdowns, a 54-yard touchdown in the first quarter, and a 1-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter. He had 103 yards on the ground. Stryker Sloan had that 57-yard touchdown run. He ended up with 66 yards on the ground. Dylan Shelton led receiving with 74 yards. They were penalized five times. Houston was four. Let's see here, 35 yards. So pretty clean game as far as that goes. There was a lot more penalties on the other side of the ball that Houston could not take advantage of it. Unfortunately, the tone was set right off the bat, as on the first offensive play of the game for the Tigers, they put the ball on the ground. Pierce City was able to recover and just took a couple plays for them to put it into the end zone to take the lead, and they never looked back on their way to a 41-19 win over the Houston Tigers. Next week, we'll be back as Houston will play Springfield Catholic. That will take place at Cabool High School. So if you can't make it out to the stadium, join us right here on the Mountain Rock Q94. For Jack Rutledge back at the station, I'm James Sir. We'll see you next week. Houston Tigers football on the Mountain Rock Q94. We appreciate our sponsors, West Plains Bank, Cabool Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, Bailey Chevrolet, Simmons Bank, and Wheelhouse Tire and Auto. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Houston Tiger football on Q94 is made possible by Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Medlock's Body Shop, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Wheelhouse Tire and Auto. Houston Tiger football, a proud presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.